You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian university sector could lose $16 billion in revenue over the next 4 years. That's according to new modelling from Universities Australia. Katrina Jackson is chief executive of the Peak Body. She says the sector's revenue from international student fees has been significantly affected by Australia's border closures.
Almost half of international students start in second semester, so they haven't started yet, and it's now clear that they won't be able to get into the country. So that's a whole cohort of students who won't start. So a first year who doesn't start this year is a second year who won't be here next year, a third year who won't be here the year after. So it's not a one-year problem for universities, it's a two, three, four-year problem.
Universities Australia's modelling estimates higher education institutions are set to lose between $3.1 and $4.8 billion in revenue this year alone. Ms. Jackson says independent estimates suggest that will put between $3.3 and $3.5 billion of university research activity at risk.
This is not something that the nation can afford to lose. The reason we are doing well in relation to coronavirus is very largely due to the extraordinary research and work from practitioners who are keeping us safe every day, who are at the front line in terms of finding a treatment and finding vaccines.
Professor Frank Larkins is the former Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Research at the University of Melbourne. Professor Larkins says modelling he conducted with a colleague found seven universities didn't have the cash and investment reserves needed to deal with the immediate impact of a downturn in international student revenue this year. He says Monash, RMIT, UTS, La Trobe, Central Queensland, Southern Cross and Canberra universities are most at risk, with all but La Trobe generating more than 30% of their revenue from international student fees.
If a university was to lose the research income from overseas students that we predict, and it's basically 40% of the income across this whole year, universities like RMIT would be short by about $137 million. University of Technology in Sydney would be short by about $77 million.
Professor Larkins says the modelling shows the problem will get progressively worse in the long term.
Because losses are accumulating over the second, third years, we assume that RMIT, for example, by 2023, it would be short by about $500 million. UTS would be short by about $330 million.
He says universities will have to take drastic action to cut their annual expenses if they are to balance their budgets, including reviewing the number of courses on offer and assessing the viability of multiple campuses.
More than 50% of the money that a university spends is employee costs. And so as we're seeing many universities, and Universities Australia have predicted that something like 21,000 jobs in this sector could be lost over the next, 3 to 5 years.
Deakin University is one of the educational institutions planning for hundreds of redundancies. Katrina Jackson says universities are looking at cuts to jobs as an absolute last resort.
All sorts of capital projects, important infrastructure projects have been put off. All sorts of discussions being had with state authorities, with banks about loans. Every option is being taken to try and reduce outgoings so that universities can come out of this in a healthy state. That said, $16 billion over 4 years is a very large sum of money, and additional support will be required from the federal government.
She says the Australian economy won't recover in the state it should without having research at the forefront.
It's the thing that creates knowledge, that creates jobs, that creates new industries, and that's exactly what we need right now in the middle of a really serious financial downturn.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.